Okay, Julian. Well, first of all, then, tell us about this new job. What's the idea behind creating this new high representative?
Well, the Americans, Richard Holbrooke in particular, are not happy about the way the UN mission has been functioning in Kabul. They want someone a bit more abrasive in his relations with the Hamid Karzai government, someone to flex international muscles a bit more than the current UN representative there, Kaidi, with whom Richard Holbrooke is unhappy. And so this is an attempt really to have a much more muscular international civilian presence there in Kabul.
And are the US allies, like including Britain, signed up to this?
No, not really. There's a certain amount of resistance among the Europeans and in Canada at what is seen as being a way to bypass Hamid Karzai, potentially undermine what legitimacy he has left, and also to bypass and undermine the United Nations. And so there's a certain amount of queasiness about this proposal, and it's by no means a done deal.
Ewan McCaskill in Washington, this would be part of a much wider package being announced tonight by Barack Obama.
It is, yeah. He's got a difficult balancing act. He's got to try and persuade the American people that this isn't another Vietnam, that he's not escalating the war in such a way that America's going to be dragged into this for another 10, 15, 20 years. But at the same time, he's got to try and reassure the Afghanistan government and the Pakistan government that America's not about to sort of leave the region next year or the year after, that they're in there for a long-term commitment. So it's a difficult trick he's got to pull off. He's sending in sort of 30 to 35,000 more US troops. That will bring the total US force up to 100,000. That's almost sort of double what Bush had.
Julian, do the allies broadly agree on what we might get tonight, I guess, is an exit strategy? I mean, would the allies be all signed up to that, broadly speaking?
Well, I think they face the same dilemma that Ewan was talking about. On one hand, they don't want to give the signal to Pakistan and the Taliban that there's a fixed duration to this, after which NATO will leave. On the other hand, they want to show something to their publics who are fed up of this war. They've been there 8 years and they want to see light at the end of the tunnel. And the way round it that Gordon Brown found was to announce the beginning of a process rather than the end of a process. He said that at the London conference in January, what they'll talk about is a timetable for transition district by district to Afghan control. And so it gave the impression that it created a sense that at least there was a process underway leading towards a way out of Afghanistan without pinning Britain or the NATO allies down to a final date for leaving altogether.
And as for a high representative job, Julian, of the kind you've just described, I mean, wouldn't such a job simply be blocked by Karzai?
Well, yes, it has been. And the other idea of putting a sort of secretary general or quasi prime minister at his shoulder has been blocked by Karzai, who doesn't want to see, understandably enough, a dilution of his powers. But against that is the built up pressure of the NATO allies feeling that our people are dying in this war. Our publics don't really understand it. We can't afford to be oversensitive to Karzai's wants and wishes, because we have to get the job, ultimately have to get the job done if we're to get out of there at all. But in doing that, they do obviously, inevitably, detract from Karzai's legitimacy, whatever there is left after these elections. And so it's a double-edged sword and a delicate balance.
And Ewan, do you think we'll see any surprises this evening?
I don't think there'll be any surprises, because we had lots of this detail in March, and so much of it has already come out in the media. But there is a fundamental change from the strategy in March, and it alludes to what Julian was talking about. Part of the reason it's so unpopular in America is that almost daily we hear about more US casualties. And I think the intention is to sort of draw back and protect the cities, the big population areas, and cede territory to the Taliban, leave the villages in the sort of remote parts of Helmand province, accept that that's indefensible, and try and protect the cities. But that itself is a dangerous policy. If you leave lots of ground to the Taliban, that will be seen as an expansion. And even cities like Kandahar, the Taliban already control the outskirts of Kandahar. Lots of Taliban people have infiltrated in large numbers into Kandahar. So 35,000 troops, extra troops, isn't actually that many. So this isn't the sort of panacea for Afghanistan's problems.